What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm coming to you live on Memorex from a remote location. From a remote location in the Ultimate Role location, sitting here in a master suite at the Fairfield Inn in Boardman, Ohio. It's a Marriott hotel. I was thinking yesterday, okay, so I get to the game yesterday. Now, I know this is almost planned and orchestrated. I mean, I can't act like that, you know, I'm oblivious to what's going on or if I even built this. So I get to the stadium, you know, we get there, we get to our seats, and first of all, the seats are third row, 50-yard line, on the aisle. I'm standing on the aisle, third row, right behind the Pittsburgh Steelers bench. Usually I like to get there, the gates to the stadium open up at 6:15, 2 hours before game time. I like to be there a half hour before that, so when the gates open, I get in there early because I like to spend, you know, I paid all this money for a seat to sit down low, and there's a lot going on down low. You can see, you know, the people, the administrators of the team, the football teams come out, the players, you know, you're like right there, and they're like, you know, right there with you. So, you know, last time I went there to the game, Cleveland game, and you know, I had the seats and blah, 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 blah. And you just come around again. Let's go through my normal routine, grab my seat. So I get to the game. We get to the game. And I'm standing there. And this dude goes, P-Funk. And I look up. And I go, ah. And he said, he was like, P-Funk? And I was like, yeah. And I kind of looked down to see what I was wearing. I was just wearing regular Steeler gear. I had my jersey. But it was like tucked under my belt and hanging down. So I wasn't, you know, P-Funkin'. I was Steelering. And he was like, P-Funk. I was like, yeah. He was like, we remember you from the last game. And I was like, whoa, wow, really? Really? I'm that guy? But then again, as I think about it, the seats I get, I'm getting season ticket holder seats. Basically, I'm buying tickets off the season ticket holders. So pretty much they're going to be consistent. Because I was talking to one lady girl up there, she was saying, because they had these a group of seats. They had them in their family, goes years back, previous stadium. They were on the visitor side, but they're Browns fans. And they had like a block of seats. And so one of the guys was telling me that I was in his seat. I was like, no, man. You know, it happens all the time. And I happened and I showed him my ticket. And I'm saying, no, he was like, nope, 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 nope. He was just so kind of arrogant and sure about it, you know. And I was like, okay, well, you know, let me check. And I, you know, took him. I went to my phone, website, blah, 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 and I showed him a ticket. Then he went and checked his. They have a block of seats. I got six seats in the season ticket holders. And the ticket he got wasn't for the aisle one. He got ticket number 19. So me and Jesse had 20, 21 and 20. And the seat he was supposed to be in was 19. He thought that he had got the 21 seat because they all own them. But anyway, so that's how close. So I'm usually sitting around, you know, season ticket holders. But this one was in Cleveland, so I'm used to Pittsburgh Steelers season ticket holders. So I'm used to sitting around, you know, season ticket holders. And when you sit down that low and you spend that kind of money to be that low, it's a different class of people. Let me just say that. You know, I'm not sitting up in nosebleeds. I ain't worried about fighting. I'm not worried about, you know, the opposing team fans getting on me or nothing because I'm in a upper class. When you go down that low, you're in an upper class. Totally different kind of people. You know, they get drunk and, you know, there's going to be a little bit of rowdiness, but nothing like this going up in the nosebleeds. So, and he was like, yeah, you know, and I guess I'm telling this long drawn out story just to kind of talk to myself to the fact that's why he remembered me because he's a season ticket holder. If I'm there getting these same seats, he's going to be there too. And he was like, hey, we remember you from last year. But then again, why would he remember me from last year? And I can't ask that question like I don't know why. This has been going on for a long, long, long time. I may have orchestrated this. I may have even made this happen when I saw that this kind of thing was going on. I went at it and I probably enhanced it so that it grew into what it is. So basically, it started with, I used to go to the game, Pittsburgh-Oakland games. And if you know anything about the Pittsburgh-Oakland games, Oakland is dangerous. It's dangerous to go to a Oakland Raider game if you're opposing team. Literally, it's criminal and dangerous. They throwing bottles of piss and batteries, and I mean, it's just criminal. Some of the stuff that goes on in that stadium if you're the opposing team, we really never had any trouble coming out of there, though, because, again, we get better seats, so we're sitting in a different level, and we just let them go. But anyhow, so I used to go with my boy Rick. Now, it was up in Oakland, so I was with him, so I was, like, under his guidance. So I really didn't have to do any thinking, because he knew where he had the tickets. You know, I would pay him back for the tickets or not. Back then, I was poor. You know, I don't know if I paid him back or not. You know, I probably paid him back. But anyway, so I was, like, under his tutelage, or not protection, but I was under his guide, Navigate. So I was able to be a little bit more, you know, kind of, you know, because I knew he was taking care of a lot of stuff. And I noticed that I was getting attention for just being what I was doing. I was just doing what I usually do, and I was getting attention. And the thing about that attention that I always want to bring up is that I was wearing my P-Funk jersey, P-Funk 1 Steeler jersey, the infamous P-Funk 1 Steeler jersey. It's infamous now, if not famous. I gotta recognize, because too many people come. But see, this whole thing is about this. I've got to start recognizing and maybe not denying something that may or may not be happening so that I can exploit it. If this is something I'm doing and I'm consistently doing it and it's growing into something, I don't even know what it is, if I enjoy it. But anyway, I need to acknowledge it and admit that it's happening. So I wear the P-Funk jersey and I realize that I'm like walking down, you know, people tailgating, there's like, you know, they're you know, barbecue and there's music and, you know, everybody's, you know, before the game is, you know, yeah, it's ready. Blah, blah. So I'm walking down the thing, and since they see the P-Funk on my back, people were more apt to say, P-Funk. People would just call me P-Funk. You know, like, now, if my name was up there, if it was Jeffrey, I could see they probably wouldn't do that. They may not say Jeffrey, but I knew because it was P-Funk, I realized that people, they'll just say, hey, P-Funk. And they'll start singing like a funk song or something, you know. So, and then, you know, they're drinking, everybody's festive. So, and I'm festive. I'm like walking around, you know, I'm just being Jeffrey, doing whatever I was supposed to, you know, what I'm doing. And I hope I don't get too sidetracked from that, because I'm just being Jeffrey doing whatever I was doing. And the man that I respect most on this planet ever, my father, the man that I respect most on this planet ever, my father, one of his things was acting a fool. You just don't do it. You just don't act a fool. That was his word, acting a fool. Look at him acting a fool. Look at him acting a fool. Not me. I'm just talking about, you know, anybody in general who, you know, is out there doing that, you know, just being, you know. And it's funny that the man that I respect more than anybody, the man who has done more for me than anybody, who has given me more, done more, and I'm just not talking about, you know, financially or, you know, presence or upbringing. I'm talking genes and just how to walk and how to be that man, you know, how to be that guy just from watching him, because he was like impeccable as far, I was going to say as far as I know, because, I mean, you got to be realistic. You know, there's some things that you're not going to know about your parents, and it's probably feels blasphemous to say that, but there's probably some stuff that I don't know. But as far as between me and that man, you know, he was perfect, perfect for me. I mean, it just, you know, the highest respect of any man ever. And one of his things was don't act a fool. And that's all I do. That's pretty much all I do is act a fool. And what I'm trying to say is I'm good at it. I'm really, really good at it. I get rewarded from it. I get energy coming back when I'm acting a fool. And it's not really acting a fool. It's more expressing what's inside of me in mega levels. Just completely open. Just completely open. Just whatever. You know, whatever. I can just be free and open. And I kind of call that acting a fool, because sometimes, you know, I do stray into areas where I'm just doing stuff just to be doing it. You know, but it feels good. And so I'm on beat. I'm rhythmic. And from that acting a fool, I started to notice people, I would get energy back, positive energy. I would get positive, like this or that, hey, P-Funk, you know, the energy coming back would be mostly positive. So it would kind of wind me up more and more and more. So I was with Rick and I started to notice that I was able to, I don't want to say generate or trigger, but I started to learn how to use my animation and energy. I call it energy because I can't think of the word. And my gestures, my antics, whatever you want to call it, I started to learn how to use them. And then it got to the point, I'm going to jump forward, but then it eventually got to the point where I was able to target and send it across the room. You know, I started to learn how to, you know, have people way across the room, and I could see by their reactions that they feel me. I'm going way, way, way far. Now I'm at a point where I could just pretty much a whole auditorium, or I feel that way. And then I can just gaze and look, and I can see who's looking at me. And I learned how to manipulate or use that, whatever that is, that attention or whatever. So where was I going? I learned how to use that attention. So like when I'm, you know, I was with Rick, I was able to relax, and, you know, I wasn't worried about navigating where I'm at. I'm in Oakland, you know, where we're going, blah, blah. I was just able to be this, you know, person. And I started to get, quote unquote, rewarded for it. You might as well say I was rewarded. People were like, hey, you know, hey, P-Funk, you know, and they start doing this. And me, I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. So, and I do hold myself to a higher level. And so if it was disrespect or something that came off at me, I don't even want to use the word negatively, but if it was something that just didn't seem right, it came at me, I would feel it negatively. I just wouldn't it's just not any attention. You know, I'm not about just any kind of attention. It has to be a certain kind of, and a certain feel that I get from it. And I started to notice I would get, you know, like energy coming back. And I started to learn how to use that. Then I started to learn how to walk in a room and just kind of, you know, and then get that back. And people, hey, whatever, you know, white people and black people across the board. Cleveland Browns fans, Raider fans. I mean, just I'm wearing Steeler colors and getting love or energy back or interaction or the attention of Raider fans in Oakland, you know, and they say, oh, and they come up and, you know, some of them, you know, they're gratuitous or whatever. They're happy, you know, whatever. I noticed whatever the energy, that act of the fool or whatever expression I'm doing was making people happy. I mean, I was like, oh, I can see they would get energized and, hey, P-Funk, P-Funk. And they would just, see, if my name was Jeffrey, I don't think they would just say Jeffrey, but since it was P-Funk, they just throw, hey, P-Funk, P-Funk. And I started to know how to do that. And then at P-Funk shows, I started to learn how to do it more and more. And using that, I don't want to say command or attention or whatever it is that I can have or do. And this recent summer coming up, it's been superfied or whatever. It's like over the top. Like right now, I'm just like hitting on all cylinders. I'm just like, you know, with it. And this summer has just been, from like last October, I think, from the Soul Funk Fest and P-Funk and traveling. And I'm just like, and not like in our, I'm gonna keep going, man. I'm just like, hey, you know, it's not like I'm the man or nothing. I don't even think of it that way. It's just that I know how to express this energy and put it out there. And I like the feeling when it comes back from when I'm, quote unquote, acting a fool. So, I mean, I get used to it. I don't have to do nothing, but I think that it would, it's a thing for me to acknowledge it, because it may be a asset or resource that I can exploit or may want to use or can, and I don't like to use the word exploit, but to get the full maximized potential out of it, you got to acknowledge it and, you know, make say it exists and then, you know, work with it. So, you know, all this is going on and, you know, I go to P-Funk shows and extraordinary things happen to me. And I just say extraordinary, not like, you know, UFOs come down and give me or I levitate or nothing. But things that just don't happen to regular people, you know, and I'm used to it. I'm just used to these things happening to me now. And it's not like I'm a star or nothing. It's not like I'm some kind of celebrity or nothing. But I get mine and I have to acknowledge that. Jeffrey, you're doing something. Don't be aware of it and use it as a tool or whatever. So, I did get the game, dude, was people, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm looking at people, they looking at me, and I'm seeing, you know, like I could see younger kids or younger guys, you know, looking at me and watching me. You know, you start to get the feel of people watching you, and you get used to that. And then you know, you put on a little show for them, you show them a little love, you kind of wink at them, you know, just to get them, you know, see they do. There was a little kid in front of me yesterday who was, I mean, he was, you know, I was just animated. I was just, you know, and he was kind of literally just mimicking what I was doing, you know, and I was like, you know. But yesterday, you know, pregame, we get there and, you know, the team's coming out. It's like early, you know, like 20, 15 minutes before kickoff, before the national anthem. And Tomlin comes out like he always does. And they was playing some music. And I was like, you know, I was doing my thing. And I saw Tomlin coming out. I was like, I was like putting it on him, you know. I was like, And then I saw him do a little thing like this. And I was like, And he went. And then I pointed at him like that. Then he pointed at me. And then he went. And it wasn't like I was blown away. It wasn't like I was in shock, but I was excited. I was like, yeah, buddy. And I was like, yeah. Because, I mean, you talk about I'm third row, but it's still a huge stadium, you know. And see, that's another thing. Even though it's a huge stadium, I'm realizing how far or easy my presence can be detected. So even though it's a big stadium and there's people around me, you know, it wasn't like totally full, but, you know, it wasn't, you know, to pick, I get picked out of a crowd. I think I know how to get picked out of a crowd or whatever it is. I know how to be that central point or get that attention or that, it's like certain motions you do to get someone's attention. You know, you can do something like that, you know, and get their attention, or you can get something to put like a ease on it or just kind of an excitement. You know, you get to send the motion through body movement and eye contact, even at a long distance. So I saw him and I was, you know, I was just clowning. I didn't think, you know, I figured he'd glance and see me, but he saw me. He saw me and he started, we was kind of like, I didn't even know what the song was, but we was kind of singing it together and he kind of did his little, you know, thing. And I was like, and he pointed at me and he went like that. I was like, you know, and then after I did, I was like, y'all see that? I turned around to everybody, Browns fans and everybody. I said, Jesse was with me. I said, y'all see that? Did y'all see that? And everybody was like, yeah. And they kind of gave me some more. Since they saw that happen to me, you know, they got excited and they gave me some more, whatever that thing is, that energy or that interaction. I need to do some work, y'all. I need to do some work. Remember that? And here's what I'm going to do. Okay. Yeah, so I get that energy back and that just thrills me. That, and that's another thing that I probably never said before. It thrills me and it energizes me. It makes me feel good. It's one of the best feelings. Well, I'm over exaggerating, but it's like one of, it is probably one of the best feelings that I can generate for myself. That kind of getting that energy back, you know, when they, you know, like if, but and sometimes like when Mr. Payne, Clip Payne or Tony Cam or Norwood or somebody actually say my name on stage or doing a thing, and that's different. You know, I like it, you know, and especially if I'm recording to hear my name called out, I like it, but that's different. You know, that's more overt. And I'm not really, the overt thing works, probably, whatever works means, but that's not what excites me so much. You know, that's probably not what excites me, but it does. I mean, hell, people calling your name on stage, get out of here. You know, and that one time Mr. Payne called me out when he was on behalf and he was starting to say everybody, he said my name kind of in that mix. On behalf of Elijah Curry and Greg Thomas, Menzel, on behalf of, and then he said, "Hell yeah, you Jeff Mitchell," or something. Because I'll be messing with him, you know. Every time he come up to say it, I go, "On behalf," or you know, I'll mess with him. You know, I've been messing with the P-Bunkies for, we've been messing with the P-Bunkies for 20 years. Some of y'all might just be getting on board, but we've been going down there because we had a boardroom where we knew they were watching. So we've been saying stuff and messing with them. I've been messing with Clip respectively and him messing up words or whatever when we used to worry about all that stuff. So we've had a connection with the band for a long time due to social media in the One Nation boardroom. So, you know, we kind of know, you know, so yeah, you just mess with them, you know. I don't know why I got off sidetrack, but anyway. So after Tomlin did that, I mean, I was like, I can go home now. Boop, boop, boop. No, it was basically, you know, and everybody saw it. It was documented. I turned around and said, y'all see that? Did y'all see that? That was me. Did y'all see that? They was like, yep, yep, yep. And then they got kind of excited, and all of our whole little group, and we, it was Browns and Steelers, man. You know, I was like, yeah. So that, after that happened, rest of the game, oh my God, I'm sure I put on a show. And that's another thing I may or may not want to say to myself. Am I putting on a show? Am I? I'm definitely probably performing. There's no doubt I'm probably performing, you know. But am I performing, or am I just being me? Am I just expressing? I'm definitely just expressing myself. I'm just being me. I'm not doing anything that I wouldn't do naturally, I don't think. So, and that I kind of equate with acting a fool, what my father would call it, because you're expressing your emotion, you're expressing, you're letting people know what you're thinking, you're showing excitement, you're not being, you know, you're not being Mr. Clarence Mitchell-ish. You know, you're like, you know, you don't have that demeanor, that stoic, I don't know what the word is, but that, you know, and I, like I said, I got that from his side of the family and from him, but on the mother, my mother's side of the family was a little bit more down to earth. They were a little bit more down to earth. They used ham hock in their greens, if you know what I mean. And we're on my father's side of the family, use Velveeta cheese in their macaroni and cheese. But you need, I, to be the person I am, I believe I needed both sides. And it's not that I'm putting down, I love both, I need both sides of the family. I need that, you mean, because I wanted to be, I want, it's well-rounded is one way to put it, but this is beyond well-rounded. This is capable. This is more, this is being more capable or higher than just well-rounded. You have extra tool, extra weapons in your arsenal. So, you know, after, you know, Talman did that, you know, I was there. And then I remember recently, like afterwards, I was at the other game. Remember the guy said he remembered me from another game? At the other game, when I sit behind the bench, I always sit behind the Steeler bench, Talman comes out, and I'm out there doing this. And one time, they was playing Atomic Dog. And I saw him getting it to Atomic Dog, and I was like doing this, and I could have swore he was looking at me. Because like I said, I know, you know, I'm looking around me, who's doing what, how much attention I should, how my antics or my motion can be seen. I can almost guess how much my antics and my motion and what I'm doing can be seen from a distance. You know, so I'm just like instantly gauging and calculating all that stuff as I'm out there doing it. And then, so the first thing, it was with Atomic Dog, and I went, oh! In fact, he was looking. I know he was looking because I turned around and I pointed at the P-Funk on my back just to let him see it. You know, but he didn't like acknowledge it. He just kind of, you know. But this time, he probably remembered me. Now, see, I don't know if he did or not, and it kind of don't matter if he did or not. And in fact, I like it that I don't know if he did or not. You know, but this time he was like, and he literally, I got one of them from Mike Tomlin, pregame. And then I posted that I did that because I was in the stadium. So I was like, I posted it, you know, because I just kind of, you know, rushed, posted it. And somebody said, yeah, George Clinton and Mike Tomlin. And I have to say, many of you know that my views on black people may or may not rub some people wrong because of the things that I celebrate or point out in black culture that a lot of people seem to think are negative or demeaning. There's certain things in certain cultures that are that mainstream or certain people may consider primitive, but I realized that those cultures and some of those primitive things are just where the party's at. It's the best part. It's cooking with ham hock. It's eating the healthy. It's the little things that they do that you don't see in a gentrified, you know, Beverly Hills or something. That's a totally different thing. But I got to go back here. I got to come back here to get some stuff. there's certain things I can't get anywhere else, and not just because it's Youngstown. Well, there's certain things I can only get in Youngstown, but some you got to like come off of Fifth Avenue sometimes and go down to Brooklyn or Harlem. I don't know what I'm talking about. Some they got to go. You got to go down to Crenshaw to get your rib tips. You know what I mean? So, and there's a lot of things in the black community that I point out, and the way I point them out, a lot of people say, oh, he's negative, or he's this, or he's that, he's that, he's, you know, sellout, he don't like black people, but anything. But I just celebrate some of the, what people may think are shortcomings in a lot of people's culture. You know, so for me, it is kind of strange for me to look, no, I can't even say, I don't want to say that. I don't even want to say that. When I said the greatest, the person I respect most was my father. He was a black man. And I probably shouldn't be saying this because this is getting really delicate. You know, I be talking to y'all about a lot of stuff that I, sometimes I start running my mouth and I go down the hole. I don't care. I ain't scared no more. See what I'm saying? I used to be scared. I was apprehensive when I first started doing this like 20 years ago, just talking about anything I felt like talking about. And I've been doing this for so long that now it's like second nature throwing a camera on. In fact, look at me. I got two cameras. Who travels and takes two cameras with them and can like do two camera stuff in a hotel room?
Oh, excuse me.
Not a hotel room. A master suite at the Marriott. No more. No, I take that back. I did a two-star the other night because I did a two-star. I did a Super 8. I found a Super 8 here that was, you know, two stars, cheapy. I couldn't stay there regularly because the internet ain't that good. Because the reason I have to stay here is because the internet at the Marriott's are good because I work. But they had the fitness center. And it worked. They had a fitness center. And it was clean-ish. It was clean. And it was quiet. And it was cheap. $70 a night. You know, this one was like $150. But look at it. If you can see it, I should show it to you. But that's a couch behind me. Look at that. Can you see that? That's a couch. Ooh, I'm going wrong. How come it's going like that? See, that's a couch, and this is a separate room, and it's a bed. You know, it's a bed there. But where was I at? Now, see, I got to reposition my camera. Did I do it right? Yeah, there we go. So, what was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. Couch, bed, master suite, or how? Back here. I'm lost. I got lost again. It happens. Y'all know. Y'all watch these things. So, I mean, it's just another thing, it seems like it keeps getting better. I'm like, 2017, best year of my life. 2018, best year of my life. 2019, best year of my life. I'm like, how can it keep getting better? I'm going to the same damn games, same damn P-Funk shows, but it keeps getting better and better and better. I'm like, how is that? How can something that I done did like 200 times or so many times keep getting better? It's because the experience that comes before it raises everything. So now it's like new territory. So now when I go back to a game after what Tomlin did, it's a whole new ball game now, brother. And the other game we went to, another thing I realized too, if you go as a Steeler fan, if I go to opposing, I'm not going to get on the big screen or get on TV as a visiting fan in a stadium. Now, if I go to the Steeler game, you know, and it's packed and it's this, that, it's a little bit more competition to get on TV, but it's more of a chance for me to get on TV because the opposing team ain't going to be showing too many Steeler fans. I mean, that's just, that's just how they do it, you know. And I even think the main feed for the game is facing the home team's bench. So if you're sitting on the visitor side, cameras aren't showing the play. You know how the camera shoots the play? It shoots towards the bench. So if I'm sitting, you know, right behind the bench, every time they shoot that, I should be in the picture. But if I'm on the visitor side, I won't be. And in fact, when Ben's last game, we went to Ben's last game, we got on TV, Monday Night Football. We was on Monday Night Football for at least 2 seconds. They had a picture of me. I was standing there. I was on Monday Night Football. That means immortal. That means as long as the NFL and as long as that video's out, I'm there. The picture of me will be there. We are set in history. That is just, it was Ben's last game. You know, there was cameras all over the place. That's part of NFL history. You can go to NFLreplay.com, NFL Plus, and hit the replay. Go to like a minute four left in that game. You'll see us standing there. So, and I guess another thing I want to say about that is that by acknowledging it and realizing it and acknowledging it, I can use it as a tool now. If I keep ignoring it and say, it's nothing, I won't take it and try to use it as a tool to do whatever it is that I want to do. And as I recognize it and recognize these things, I take them, I put them in my bag, and it gets better and better and better. So every experience is higher and higher and higher. Because I'm like, I keep wanting to start at the Soul Food Crab Fest. I don't know why I want to start there. You notice how I always go back to that day? I got to look at my timeline and see when all this really started. Because I think it might have been before that. I think something might have happened before that. It might have been in Funkers' Ball, because they canceled the Soul Crab, but because the thing about the Soul Crab thing fest was, it was a good show. It was a good show and thing. But the thing was about it, they had got a lot of the P-Funk alumni there. And I'm looking at the lineup and I'm saying, this is damn near a funk mob. And notice I didn't say 420 Funk Mob. You know, that'd be blasphemy to say something like that. But then again, a lot of the same players were there. That's what I'm saying. There was a lot of things that was there. So I'm going there. You had Greg Boyer, Greg Thomas. You had Benzel. You had Hampton. You had Garrett. I think Mr. Scheider was there, I think. I forget. But you know what I mean? When you get the core, you get certain aspects of the core mother band playing another thing together, you got to be there. You got to be there because you don't know what's going to happen. And it came out right, you know. I think I recorded it. How come I never listened to it? Did it come out right? Did I forget to listen to the recording? But anyway, I got video. You know, y'all see the videos. And not only am I documenting the P-Funk, and I'm able to, you know, go around and get all the P-Funk I need. I'm get full of P-Funk because one day it's going in, y'all. One day, no matter what you say, it's going in. And I'm going to be able to say, hey, I got mine. I went out and I got mine. I don't know about y'all, but got his. So I say all that to say that. Just wanted to throw that on there about Mr. Tomlin yesterday. And him, you know, I mean, think about it. Just think about it. But 2 months ago, or is it San Diego, whatever, San Diego show, Mr. Clinton, I'm talking to him, and, you know, Mr. Tomlin, and, you know, it's not that I think that these people are gods or worship them or nothing. It's their level. It's their position. You're getting close. This is not strategic, but it's like there's a hierarchy, you know. And if you can get close to da-da-da-da-da, there's resources in there. And if you can get them to like you, woo! You know, and if they like you based on what you're doing naturally anyway, and you're not fronting or you're not, you know, faking it to, like, you know, get cuddly with anybody. And not only, like, Tomlin and, you know, Mr. Clinton, and no, them two, too, I got to say a thing about Black. Look at this. Okay, I forgot where I was. I had to take a call. Completely forgot where I was, what I was talking about. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what I was saying. So, should I wrap it up? Hell, I went 30 minutes. No, see, I can jump on this thing and just do 30 minutes off the top of my head. I did 40 the other day. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, swinging on y'all 2 times. For me and for the funk. And for do y'all notice I say 2 times, but I say 3 things? I do that on purpose. I do little things like that on purpose. And I do little things like that on purpose. I do little things like that on purpose. I do little things like that on purpose. Just like this little thing I'm doing now. Just like this little thing I'm doing now. Just like this little thing I'm doing now. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom of any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe, an hypothesis, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. My name is Jeffrey Scott. Y'all know who I am.